Hi, this is Brian Fox at Fox Audio Research. This is a little podcast to just demonstrate a new prototype microphone that we put together. The new microphone is our version of a 67-style microphone, the famous Neumann U67. We're using the EF86 tube. We're using a K67 capsule. As we try to do, we're trying to do these things so that these mics can be affordable for everyone. And so we've simplified things, and rather than using the complicated negative feedback circuit that was used by Neumann, we changed things up, and we used a different transformer style so that the overall circuit gain of our EF86 tube internal amplifier is about the same as the U67 was, but we did it with simplicity. We did it by just selecting a different transformer. So we use a transformer that loads the tube amplifier extremely lightly, gives you the low signal levels you got from a U67, but that keeps the cleanliness there. So the little EF86 tube is able to work extremely easily and produce a very low distortion preamp without the complexity of the Neumann circuit, the original Neumann circuit. And then we just add a little bit of passive equalization to compensate for the K67 capsule. Now, I'm simul recording this right now with Fox Audio Research 47 style mic, which has the unequalized internal preamp like a real U47. Connects the capsule directly to the tube, sort of a minimal approach to the circuitry as well. But the U47 did that as well. And it's using a K47 capsule, and both capsules in these mics are made by Peluso. So the K47 is straight through. It's using a 6922 triode. And the thing that I find quite remarkable is that there is a similarity to the sound between the two mics, I guess sort of putting them in that Neumann-esque camp. And from the specs that I see from the old Neumann mics, they seem to be shooting for, but of course never achieving, something that was a flat response from an engineering perspective. They wanted something that was going to not have too much color. And I'm amazed when I listen to both of these mics that although you can hear the slightly bigger bottom end on the 47 by virtue of the fact that the capsule goes directly into the tube, there's very little holding it back. The 67 approach, where you used a capsule that has its own rising response and then you fix it in the microphone circuit, still gives you a very similar, natural, balanced-sounding microphone. So that's our new prototype for the Fox Audio Research 67. It's available now, and we're pretty happy with it. I'm keeping one in my studio.